Evening, Murfreesboro. Hi, this is Miss Ro Red, and we are on The Beat Goes On tonight. I have a special guest on the show tonight, but before I tell you who my special guest is, I want to make sure that you know where to join us. We are on WGNS News Radio, AM 1450, FM 100.5, and 101.9. And please, you can give us a call at 615-893-1450. And for those of you who would like to stream us, we are on WGNSradio.com. So today, tonight, this evening, we have in the studio Shannon Garrett. Shannon is here tonight to talk to us about autoimmune diseases. So for those of you who know people with diabetes, specifically, we'll be focusing on diabetes tonight. So I want you to get those people listening to the radio tonight. So Shannon, her name is Shannon Garrett. She is an RN and certified holistic lifestyle and wellness coach. She's an advocate for women with autoimmune and other chronic health diseases. She's devoted to advocating for women so that they can achieve optimal health and wellness. And she's very passionate to see women go from simply surviving to actually thriving and feeling well again. Now, Shannon is a certified holistic lifestyle and wellness coach via the Spencer Institute, and she's a registered nurse. She's also a certified nurse nutritionist via the Nurse Nutritionist Certification Board. Shannon is a business and nurse entrepreneur, and she's the founder of Shannon Garrett Wellness Incorporated. In addition, Shannon has a BS degree in human development with expertise in over 100 dietary theories, behavioral theory, societal therapy, anxiety, stress, and emotional well-being. She sounds like she's very well-rounded. So she's got a lot under her belt. So Shannon is going to talk to us tonight about the autoimmune disease of diabetes. But before she does, I would like for Shannon to tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, why you do what you do.
Well, thank you, Rolanda. I'm so happy to be here and so exciting to be in the studio with you this evening. You covered so much about me. I am a holistic lifestyle and wellness coach, of course, a registered nurse as well. I consider myself a holistic nurse because when I care for someone or support someone I'm working with, I'm focused on not just the issue they have at hand, but the mind-body-spirit connection and how this disorder is affecting all the parts. I feel passionate about my calling in that I have three autoimmune diseases personally, Hashimoto's disease, interstitial cystitis, and celiac disease. So I've learned firsthand that, of course, medication is never a standalone treatment, although it's, you know, often necessary. However, when a diagnosis is made for an autoimmune disease, so much information comes at you that it's really overwhelming, and it's too compelling. It was too compelling for me, a nurse, to deal with, and so I could only imagine how it could be for someone without a medical background. So,
and you were diagnosed with three. Wow.
And so, as I started to put pieces together, lifestyle changes, spiritual focus, you know, body, food, dietary, all these issues, I felt like I could, you know, put a program together and help people, help people. I had physicians noticing, you know, the changes in myself that were, you know, just so unexpected and not average that they started to ask me, do you think you could put something together to help my patients? Because they can make the prescription for you available, but it's, that's just a small part of it.
Exactly.
So I put together I have a 12-week program, Principles mm-hmm. of Health, mm-hmm. Where I teach my clients the principles of disease, okay. you know, and the areas they need to focus, mm-hmm. which are the gut and brain mm-hmm. connection, mm-hmm. Inflammation, and antioxidants. Those are really what I call the pillars of health.
You said the gut and brain
mm-hmm. connection.
Connection, and what else?
Inflammation.
Inflammation.
And antioxidants.
Okay.
And that's a 12-week program, you know, that they go through.
Uh-huh.
We work together one-on-one.
Okay.
And then I just have a la carte sort of services, too, where mm-hmm. Patients diagnosed with autoimmune, just they think they can put together most of the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They just need targeted support on how to navigate the healthcare system.
Okay.
Or how to work with their insurance company, or what should they eat, or what, you know, it's just really so vast.
Mm-hmm. And are there support groups out there for people?
There are.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult because, you know, you may be diagnosed with the same autoimmune disease that I am, but it's still not the same disease.
Right. Okay.
And so I like to really work with that specific person mm-hmm. and focus on what works for them, whether it be mm-hmm. exercise, nutrition, you know, spiritual connections,
right.
whatever they need.
And I know that you and I were talking and you were telling me that there were several different autoimmune diseases and
yes.
one that you mentioned specifically, because what I asked you was, you know, what specific autoimmune disease affects the African-American community. Mm-hmm. And you said that diabetes was one.
Exactly.
Oh, and we all know about diabetes. We know people who have diabetes, family members, friends. You know, recently I've known people who have passed away from diabetes or complications with diabetes.
Yes.
So that really sparked my attention when you said that. And that's what I wanted her to focus on tonight. When we get ready to get into that mm-hmm. discussion,
mm-hmm.
Because that is really big in this community, in the African American community. And so I really hope that people are listening tonight and they hear about, you know, this information, because this is very good information to know.
Yes.
So tell us specifically what an autoimmune disease is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you stated, there are many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, depending on what literature you read, they'll say it's 80 plus, but mm-hmm. actually it's 100 plus autoimmune diseases out there.
Oh, wow.
What happens is that the immune system at some point in your life, usually the third or fourth decade, but we're seeing it sooner.
Mm-hmm.
I've got clients as young as 21 years old with
wow.
an autoimmune disease. At some point, the immune system reaches its tipping point,
mm-hmm.
and it no longer can determine what's self, what's you,
mm-hmm.
what cells belong to Rolanda and
mm-hmm.
are normal, you know, in your body. As opposed to a virus
mm-hmm.
or what have you, and they attack your normal tissue
mm-hmm.
as though it's a pathogen or
okay.
a virus, you know, something foreign.
Mm-hmm.
And it's essentially in a confused and chaotic state.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that for the most part, autoimmune diseases and the symptoms that they produce, for example, rheumatoid arthritis,
wow.
the confused immune cells are attacking the bones.
Mm-hmm.
In Hashimoto's, they're attacking the thyroid gland.
Okay.
In MS, they're attacking the nerves of the brain and the spinal cord, you know, and so forth
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Those are the three that you said that you have?
No, I have Hashimoto's,
okay.
celiac, and interstitial cystitis.
And what do those two?
Interstitial cystitis, immune system are attacking the cells in the lining of the bladder.
Oh, wow.
And in celiac disease, they're attacking the cells in the small intestine, specifically the cells that help you to absorb nutrients.
Wow.
And coincidentally, the small intestine is where our immune system lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can typically say we know where our cardiovascular system lives, or mm-hmm. our heart, we know where it is. We know our respiratory system, the lungs, we know where they are. Mm-hmm. Most people don't realize that the immune system lives in the small intestine. Hmm. So anyway, back to the autoimmune disease.
I know, I didn't know that. Okay, being educated tonight.
Back to autoimmune diseases mm-hmm. and why they happen. You know, there can be a genetic component. Okay. Functional and integrative medicine doctors feel that that's probably a smaller part uh-huh. than the environment, because if the environment weren't positive for you know, the ability to reach your tipping point, mm-hmm. that you probably wouldn't. So when I say toxic environment, we're talking about chemicals, the increase in plastics, mm-hmm. as I sit here with a water bottle in plastic. mm-hmm. It's just everywhere.
Right.
So, and not to mention that we have younger people with uh-huh. autoimmune issues, as uh-huh. I mentioned. Uh-huh. In the past 2 decades, we've also had an increase in cesarean births and mothers who aren't breastfeeding. Mm. So the child didn't receive its first inoculation to build a strong, healthy immune system.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's just a compilation of things as to why, mm-hmm. you know, and as we were talking earlier before the show, autoimmune issues can run in families. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily genetic in this era, because of the environment being so toxic. Mm-hmm. What they don't know, though, is why the immune system decides to attack different tissues mm-hmm. of the
because
body.
Because you were telling me that your mom had an autoimmune mm-hmm. disease, and yours are different
and
from
mine
hers.
Mine are different. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they don't know why different tissues are attacked. Mm-hmm. But what they do know for sure is that if an immune system is not, you know, dealt with, mm-hmm. if we're only treating the symptoms, say we're decreasing inflammation with medications to decrease pain or what have you, mm-hmm. then you're susceptible to multiple autoimmune diseases.
So we have to treat the immune system.
In the past, I've cared for patients with multiple, you know, autoimmune issues, upwards uh-huh. of 8, and their quality of life is just not there. Mm. But when you look at autoimmune diseases, you know, as a unit, all of them across the board mm-hmm. together, they account as the third leading cause of death.
Wow. Didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm wondering, are there symptoms? Like, how would a person know that, you know, they had an autoimmune disease? Are there tests? Are there symptoms? How would they know that?
It really depends. Mm-hmm. Many times the patient will go into their physician's office with vague symptoms that seem sort of mysterious or mm-hmm. look like something else. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks similar to some other disorder. Mm-hmm. And they'll get treated with something else
for that disorder that usually, they think it is.
It mm-hmm. usually takes a few years and wow. several doctors to really figure it out. You have mm-hmm. to be persistent. Mm-hmm. So my message there is, if you're truly not getting better mm-hmm. and your health issues persist, mm-hmm. you need to persist mm-hmm. until you find someone who can diagnose you properly.
Now, do they do blood tests?
There are blood tests. Okay. Initially, you know, when you go to your physician, they're not going to do a full-blown autoimmune panel on you. Hmm. You know, that's going to be down the line. Mm-hmm. It could be 2 years. For me, it was 4 years.
Oh, wow. So do you think that that's something that they need to do up front?
Personally, like, I do with mm-hmm. what all I've gone through and what I see other wow. women going through all the time. Mm-hmm. It would just, you know, when you leave someone out there so long, mm-hmm. you know, that's like, you know, let's cut your leg off and see how miserable you can be for 2 years.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know.
Do you think that, have they caught yours early enough that maybe it would not have developed into 3 different ones?
I definitely do. Mm-hmm. The first one, interstitial cystitis, at the time they didn't know it was an autoimmune disease. Mm-hmm. That's only been in the past 2 years that they've determined it's that it is an autoimmune disease or mm-hmm. that it's strongly linked if you already have another autoimmune disease.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So.
This is some interesting stuff. let's see. I know it's so many questions that I want to ask you. You mentioned something about the gut and the brain
mm-hmm.
connection.
Mm-hmm.
What did you mean when you were
Well, when you consider, for one, when you consider the tissue of the brain mm-hmm. and the tissue of the gut, they're virtually the same. They mm-hmm. both have opiate receptors. Serotonin, for example, we mm-hmm. mostly everyone's heard of that as mm-hmm. a feel good brain neurotransmitter.
Right.
But actually, we have more serotonin receptors in the gut than we do the brain.
Hmm.
When I say the gut, I'm talking about the small intestine.
Okay.
Not the stomach.
Okay.
We also have casein morphin receptors, which is the dairy protein molecule.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say the gut trains the immune system, the gut, those receptors can be turned on or turned off depending on the type of food we eat.
Uh-huh.
So we were talking about gluten earlier.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so we have receptors for gluten, glutenomorphins, that can be turned on and excited by gluten
uh-huh.
To the point that foods that contain gluten can become addictive.
You know what? And before the show, Shannon and I were talking about different things that contain gluten. And she was telling me lipsticks and lip glosses. Like, yes. I'm a lip gloss fan. And I bet a lot of people didn't know.
Well, and I don't know. And look at how much gluten women over the decades have been consuming
right.
in their cosmetics. And coincidentally, autoimmune diseases are rampant in women.
I was going to ask. I wrote that question down because I wanted to know if it was more prevalent in women than men. So it is.
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay. Gee, I wonder why.
And so the issue with gluten, mm-hmm. you know, most physicians nowadays, if they do have a patient diagnosed with autoimmune disease, mm-hmm. Nutritionally, they're asking them to discontinue gluten.
Altogether.
Mm-hmm. And you can watch the antibodies in the labs of a person drop significantly.
Really?
Mm-hmm, after they've been off gluten for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
It is an inflammatory molecule, so it excites those antibodies that are attacking your tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it is guilty of molecular mimicry.
Which is?
And what that means is gluten looks so much like other cells in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So in my case, it looks just like thyroid cells,
mm.
or very close molecularly.
Mm-hmm.
And so as my body is attacking thyroid cells, attacking gluten, it's also attacking thyroid cells.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it has to be eliminated, because in a confused immune system,
mm-hmm.
it can't tell the difference.
Wow.
And it can look a lot like bone tissue also. So rheumatoid arthritis. It's just the type of protein structure it mm-hmm. is looks similar to
mm-hmm.
to our body.
So are there specialists, doctors, who specialize in this?
It's not called such, but your functional medicine or integrative medicine practitioners
mm-hmm.
do. Functional medicine, unlike conventional medicine, which both are great and both can be used together.
Right.
But functional medicine practitioners aren't looking for a full-blown disease process necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
They look for, like I said, a functional problem before you get to the disease.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they're looking for issues to go wrong with the car before it actually happens.
To go wrong with the what?
The car.
Oh,
that's just
the car. Got you.
You know, before you fully break down with full-blown disease, they're
mm-hmm.
looking for functional problems that may be going wrong instead of, you know, just waiting for a concrete black or white lab test to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, something's wrong.
Okay. All right. That's a lot to go off on a break to, but hey, we need to take a break. We're going to be back with Shannon Garrett right after this break.
This is Councilman Ron Washington, and I am one of the sponsors of this show. I hope that today's show is informative and in some cases causes you, the public, to engage in activity that will help the community and people that you don't even know. This show is committed to raising issues crucial to all of us, but in particular, the African American community. So don't go anywhere. Stay right here.
Gresham & Associates Cardiology Group with Dr. Tina Gresham has relocated to 745 South Church Street, Suite A1. Dr. Gresham offers full cardiology services, which include echocardiograms, treadmill and nuclear stress tests, full cardiovascular evaluations, preventive cardiology, weight management counseling, and she offers preventive diagnostic cardiac rehab. She can be reached at 931-735-6300, option number one. Dr. Gresham is accepting new patients at this time, servicing the Shelbyville, Murfreesboro, and surrounding areas.
Tonight will be mostly cloudy. We'll have scattered showers with a low near 50. As we're into Monday, we'll have a chance of rain showers, high of 53. For Monday night, clear with a low near 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 59.
The beat goes on. I was waiting for the singer to sing The Beat Goes On because I wanted to know if you knew whose voice that was.
I do.
Who
is
it?
I just can't remember right now. I want to say the Monkees, but I don't
know. Kind of sounds like them. No, it's Sunny from Sunny and Cher.
That's right. No.
That's who it is. So we are back on The Beat Goes On, and tonight, special guest is Shannon Garrett. Shannon is a certified holistic lifestyle wellness and nutrition coach. And when we left for the break, we were talking about autoimmune diseases, and Shannon shared with us that she has three autoimmune diseases. We were actually also talking about gluten. Yes. In a lot of products that we consume, cosmetics for women. So we know that it's more prevalent, the autoimmune diseases, in women than it is in men.
Yes.
But one of the specific autoimmune diseases that I did ask Shannon to talk about was diabetes, because that is very big in the African American community. And so I wanted you to share your knowledge about the diabetes being an autoimmune disease.
Okay. So typically your basic type 2 diabetes and type 1 won't always be autoimmune. What they have discovered, however, is there's this type 1A diabetes that surfaced in the diagnostic world.
Okay.
And it is an autoimmune disease. In this form of diabetes, again, it's the immune system creating the problem. It's not the pancreas, you know, or the person's lifestyle or nutrition creating the problem, or even their genetics necessarily. But it's a specialized white blood cell called the T lymphocyte is making a mistake in the immune system, and it's attacking the beta cells of the pancreas as if they're foreign tissue. Beta cells are the cells that make insulin in the body. So if that tissue is being attacked, insulin is gradually decreased over time, and then the person has no insulin to open the cell, the doors on the cells to reduce the sugar in the bloodstream. Does that make sense?
It probably makes a lot of sense to someone who has experienced this, but because I haven't.
Well, let me explain what insulin
please.
Does.
Okay,
so insulin is, it's like the key that opens the lock on the cell wall to allow sugar in the cell. We don't need sugar hanging out in the bloodstream. We need it in the cell for energy.
Okay.
The brain, for example, is very, very selective. It only uses sugar, glucose, mm-hmm. for function. It won't use anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So if sugar's hanging out in the bloodstream and there's no, the key's not there to unlock the door mm-hmm. on the cells, insulin can't get in.
Okay.
And so your blood glucose, your blood sugar remains elevated.
Mm-hmm.
This is why in basic type 1 diabetes, mm-hmm. juvenile diabetes, right. what have you, there's just a complete lack of insulin due to some disorder with the pancreas.
Okay.
The person's just not making any insulin.
Mm-hmm.
So that individual will be on insulin for life.
Okay.
Type 2 diabetes typically shows up, you know, before the age of 30.
Mm-hmm.
It can be due to a lack of exercise, mm-hmm. being overweight, eating the wrong kind of foods,
okay.
too much sugar. You become insulin resistant. In other words, the cells are used to seeing insulin being dropped over and over and over because mm-hmm. our pancreas drops a little bit of insulin every time we eat sugar, or every time we eat, and especially high sugar foods, more insulin is released.
Mm-hmm.
So the cells just become resistant to it, and the insulin can't do its job.
Oh.
But in this disorder, diabetes type 1A, those two issues aren't the case at all,
mm-hmm.
with the exception that, you know, as it continues,
mm-hmm.
and it's not healed, you know, by focusing on the immune system
mm-hmm.
to stop the attack, they mm-hmm. will end up with the same type of symptoms as the type 1 person,
okay.
you know, with no insulin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still their immune system creating the problem, and mm-hmm. they're as susceptible to multiple autoimmune issues as the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the issue there.
Interesting. And you said that this was somewhat new.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how new it is actually. It's just a newer discovery,
okay.
and more people are getting diagnosed
with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The thing is, I still see us chasing the symptoms. So
mm-hmm.
this particular patient will receive a prescription for insulin.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily anything to focus on the immune system.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you have people come and you're working with them, and their doctors have diagnosed them with diabetes, how is it that you can tell if it's not diabetes, the normal, what we know as being diabetes,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the type 1A diabetes?
They'll have a host of mystery symptoms,
mm-hmm.
and then the rest of their labs will look odd,
mm-hmm.
you know, as compared to your basic type 2
mm-hmm.
diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly going to be that their cholesterol is out of whack,
mm-hmm.
and their hemoglobin A1C and mm-hmm. their fasting glucose levels and so forth. Those will be the only labs questionable.
Mm-hmm.
In an autoimmune person, most everything is off.
Oh, okay. Now,
and plus they'll also have, not to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
In most autoimmune disorders, there's always typically thyroid involvement somewhere down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So I will, you know, encourage the person to
mm-hmm.
go back to their doctor and ask for some thyroid labs.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else, just to humor themselves, you know, and let us see.
Mm-hmm.
And more often than not, they're not optimal.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's an eye-opener to them, and they can,
right.
you know.
And I was wondering, how well do you work with the doctors?
Very well so far. I guess I've only had a couple who, you know, didn't need my coaching
mm-hmm.
services for their client. But for the most part, I advocate and I'll write letters to the doctor given to the client
mm-hmm.
and just put into words, asking them to consider, you know, A, B, C, or D, depending
mm-hmm.
on what it is
mm-hmm.
on the patient's behalf, because
mm-hmm.
it's just too much for a patient to remember or
right.
even understand.
Exactly.
And I'll include a rationale for, you know, why I'm asking for a certain lab to consider mm-hmm. or supplement or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I've never had any problem.
Good. So most oftentimes they don't mind
doing
it.
They're usually open.
That's really
because
good.
I've had many of them tell me that the autoimmune diseases
mm-hmm.
really overwhelm them because it's there's the lifestyle issues and
mm-hmm.
you know, body, mind, spirit. It's just so much.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to use the word baggage, but it's kind of sorta that they just can't address.
Mm-hmm.
So
I say no telling how much they see
mm-hmm.
come into their office.
Mm-hmm.
So you were talking about body, mind, and spirit,
mm-hmm.
and so when you work with someone, what exactly does that entail?
Well, initially, I try to get them to see that if they've been living in a state of chronic inflammation, which in an autoimmune disease, you're just the mere fact that your immune system is launching a 24/7 attack on
mm-hmm.
your on whatever tissue is involved. That's inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're living in a chronic state of inflammation long term, and what I first try to get them to see is that to be inflamed for that long.
Mm-hmm.
There is an emotional concept to it too,
mm-hmm.
and you can't live in an inflamed state long term and not have issues of anger, frustration, guilt.
I can imagine.
Hopelessness,
mm-hmm.
and then that leads into issues of having issues with
depression.
Forgiveness, love, and trust.
Oh,
because if you've been through, you know, 10 doctors,
mm-hmm.
and every one of them has said, you know, just eat less and exercise more, or, you know, here's an antidepressant,
mm-hmm.
or blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you just become angry
mm-hmm.
on the inside, and you may not express that,
mm-hmm.
but when we work on the issues and we go through my program
mm-hmm.
and, you know, do the homework,
mm-hmm.
It's usually beneficial. I'm a firm believer in the essence of transference and that, you know, where the mind is, the body follows.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just eating the right foods, doing the right exercise, taking the right supplements, taking the right medication, if you don't have your heart and your mind right,
mm-hmm.
You know, with God or with what your belief system is,
mm-hmm.
you know, congruent
mm-hmm.
to you,
right.
you know, we don't just treat a person from the neck down, you know,
right.
it's, we treat
mm-hmm.
the whole person.
The whole person.
So really, in my 12-week program,
mm-hmm.
the first 4 weeks are on emotional issues, spirituality, anxiety issues, and stress.
That's really good. Because those are some serious issues,
mm-hmm.
especially when you have any type of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And my disease is heart disease. So I was diagnosed in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, some of those things that you were talking about that people will go through, you know, hopelessness and
mm-hmm.
I was stress, hopelessness, depression, you know, it's just so much. And so one of the things that I had to do for myself, because I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. So
and
I think you can pray tell.
And there are certain ways that I know that I'm not to live, you know,
yeah.
I'm not to live in that state of depression.
Right.
And so as I was going through those things, I knew that something wasn't right for myself.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I did do is I started listening to information that would help me spiritually,
mm-hmm.
psychologically,
mm-hmm.
because I felt like, you know, I needed to get a hold of that. First.
Right.
And
yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah, I did. And then everything else came after that. So that's really what helped me, because
mm-hmm.
I felt myself going into that, you know, state of depression
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the whole crying bit and stayed stressed out. And I'm like, okay, you've been diagnosed with heart disease. You really don't need to put this on yourself.
Right.
It's too much.
Right.
So I knew that I had to do something. And that was the first thing that I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped. And then everything again. Came after that. Everything else came after that.
See, it's amazing.
It really is.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because I was a cardiac nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And so being a holistic nurse, too, mm-hmm. I was the nurse who went around with the sheet of paper mm-hmm. that I made at home that had all the emotions a human can feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I would enter my patient's room mm-hmm. and I would say, you know, this is just between you and me
mm-hmm.
and you're in a safe place with me.
Right.
But for me to really help you, I need to know what's going on up here and
mm-hmm.
in here
mm-hmm.
in the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you don't have to fill this out. You mm-hmm. know, you don't have to put, you know, but I would just ask them to circle, you know, how are you feeling today?
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling today?
Mm-hmm.
They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I bet they did.
My cardiac patients, they released some, mm-hmm. you know, stresses mm-hmm. that they had.
Right.
And so, you know, I would have them a week later or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're back in the hospital and they mm-hmm. would say, do you have one of those sheets? You know, it was therapeutic for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, Rolanda, I think most of my cardiac patients,
mm-hmm.
You know, diagnosed heart issues,
mm-hmm.
had some issues with forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was enlightening to them to see that. And
mm-hmm.
they, you know, moved on to try to work it out, or at
mm-hmm.
least told me that they were going to. So,
what the forgiveness, you talk about that, and I know this is kind of off the subject, but that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And my forgiveness was not with other people, it was for myself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that's for you know, a lot of cardiac patients.
Mm-hmm.
It's just forgiving yourself, just for, you know, different things over the years.
Sure.
So, you know, I was holding on to a lot of stuff. So, after the whole forgiveness thing,
yep.
it's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I would have loved it for you to come to my hospital room and show me that, but
oh,
I didn't have that.
To. I would have loved to.
I had none of that. And so I had to find out on my own what I needed to do.
Right.
And because I was so hungry to do that, because
mm-hmm.
I knew that I didn't want to live in this state of mind,
right.
I had to pull myself out of it. I knew I had to do something,
mm-hmm.
so I just feverishly worked on myself in that aspect.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really
so.
Is.
But I would have loved to have someone like you.
Well, I would have been right there. So you can imagine,
mm-hmm.
you had a diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
and you knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Autoimmune people,
right.
for years, don't know
mm-hmm.
what it is. No one has told them. They
mm-hmm.
haven't been diagnosed, and they're walking around thinking, oh my gosh, am I a hypochondriac?
Right.
Is there a mystery disease,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I have? And, you know, no one
has
can
anything.
Find out
mm-hmm.
or is not, you know, what is it? And they're scared. They're in
right.
the closet with their fear.
Well, and it's frustrating if they're walking around with, you know, all these years and they're feeling this way, and then they go from doctor to doctor, and
mm-hmm.
the doctor really doesn't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
but they know that there's something wrong. Because I'm a strong advocate for women, and the one thing that I tell them is to always listen to your body.
Yes.
And even if the doctor is telling you, hey, there's nothing wrong with you, you don't live inside of my body. I live with me, and I live inside of my body, and I know when something is wrong, and I'm telling you, but you can't tell me what's wrong. So I understand how they feel.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I understand that. And they do need to listen to their bodies. And if they feel that something is wrong, I'm also a strong advocate of getting a second and third opinion.
Mm-hmm. I got 10.
Wow.
Doctor number 10 was the jackpot.
Wow.
So.
And some people are just not that persistent, though.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And so they continue to live with whatever it is
mm-hmm.
that they live with, and whatever the doctor tells them. I know a lot of times I would probably get on the doctor's nerves, because I'm that patient that will ask questions. And if you talk to me and you're talking to me with all of these terms that I have absolutely no idea what they are, like I said, I'm that patient that
right.
will get on your nerves, because you need to explain to me what you're saying.
Yes,
you know.
And we healthcare professionals know that we're supposed to meet the patient where they are and speak their language.
Right.
This is true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So this is a good conversation. I have a cousin that I'm going to tell you about when we get back from break.
I'm good.
So we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back with Shannon Garrett.
The beat goes on.
The beat goes on.
Dream with
Gresham and
Associates Cardiology Group with Dr. Tina Gresham has relocated to 745 South Church Street, Suite A1. Dr. Gresham offers full cardiology services, which include echocardiograms, treadmill and nuclear stress tests, full cardiovascular evaluations, preventive cardiology, weight management counseling, and she offers preventive diagnostic cardiac rehab. She can be reached at 931-735-6300, option number one. Dr. Gresham is accepting new patients at this time, servicing the Shelbyville, Murfreesboro, and surrounding areas.
Tonight will be mostly cloudy. We'll have scattered showers with a low near 50. As we're into Monday, we'll have a chance of rain showers, high 53. For Monday night, clear with a low near 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 59.
And we're back with Shannon Garrett, who is a certified holistic lifestyle wellness and nutrition coach. When we left on the break, I was telling you, or I was getting ready to tell you about one of my cousins who was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes. And I can't remember what age he was when he was diagnosed, but he carried it all of his life. But then he was able to get a transplant. He was on the transplant list and got a transplant, a new pancreas and a new kidney. And I think that, you know, his issue was that he just really wasn't used to living that lifestyle without having diabetes. So the transition for him was hard. And he passed away, I want to say, 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was 2012. And, you know, it just kind of makes me wonder, because I knew that he wasn't, you know, doing the whole transitioning phase really well. So I just wonder also if it was that he did have juvenile diabetes. Was it the autoimmune, you know, disease, or what it was?
I know. Now you won't ever know.
I know.
And that is interesting.
It just makes you wonder, though.
Yes, it does. I'm sorry about your loss, too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, also want to talk about the, I know that you said with the whole wellness piece, you do the holistic person. So you take care of the whole person. And I want you to just kind of elaborate a little bit more on that.
Okay.
Tell us, you know, what a person can expect, like, you know, if they were to come to you.
If they come to me, what do they get?
What do they get? What's in the package?
So, obviously, I'm not a physician. I'm not treating. I'm not diagnosing.
Right.
I don't order anything. What I do
methods.
Is make recommendations to help them self-discover what's going on and lead them along the right path. That would include, you know, I do an RN lab review. I can review their labs and look for discrepancies and things that are seem to be a red flag.
And it helps that you're a nurse, right? Okay.
We can do that. I can make suggestions on additional labs that they can request. If they have a physician who won't order those tests for whatever reason, or perhaps it's an insurance company limitation, I can show them, you know, credible labs that they can order their own labs, self-ordered labs, you know.
Okay.
If they want to. It's their in control.
Right.
I'm just showing them options available. I can advocate for them on their physician's behalf or on the patient's behalf with their physician. As I said earlier, with suggestions, whether it be exercise or nutrition, you know, whatever the case may be. Although nurses don't do a medical diagnosis, we can do a nursing diagnosis, which
is
totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all through nursing school, we all dreaded the nursing care plan.
Mm-hmm. What is the nursing care plan?
The nursing care plan is based on NANDA technology, the North American Nursing Diagnostic Association.
Okay.
But we're trained to do a nursing diagnosis, nursing evaluation, nursing planning, you know, so forth and so on.
Okay.
And so what I do is a wellness care plan.
Okay.
So the difference between a nursing diagnosis and a medical diagnosis is, for example, a patient, let's say, who's had hip surgery. You know, we have their diagnosis, you know, fractured hip, or they've received a total hip, or whatever, or just whatever it is.
Right.
A nurse will look for, well, what is their limitation as a result of that medical diagnosis? Diagnosis. Is it immobility? Is it inability to cope? Is it, you know, what is it? It could be a lot of things.
Right.
And so we look for the client's strengths and weaknesses, what they're able to do or what they're unable to do, and devise a nursing diagnosis and care plan based on that. And that's really focused on helping the patient to achieve their stated goals, not ours, but theirs.
Okay.
And it's always subject to change because we evaluate the care plan with the client and make changes as necessary.
And so this is what they can look forward to when, you know, they come to you.
Exactly. And so what we did in nursing school or even in the hospital environment, the care plans we do are really sickness care plans, so to speak. What I'm doing are wellness care plans. So
what's the difference?
A client's diagnosis, well,
a sickness care plan and a wellness care plan.
Well, a hospital care plan may state, you know, patient will take stated medication, it's, you know,
okay,
type thing. A nursing diagnosis for my typical client may be, you know, readiness for healthcare changes, that kind of thing. And then I'll incorporate components, you know, that will help them meet that, to help them stay on track. And we'll do like a 30-day goal with A, B, and C items to meet, 60 and 90.
60 and 90 days?
Yes.
Okay.
I ask most of my clients, depending on the degree to which they have issues that they want to address, usually 3 months is what I'm asking, you know, that they work with me.
Keep it low so that they hear the low number first.
Well, yes, and so my goal is that they won't need me anymore. You know.
So, and you said your goal is that they won't need you anymore, so they'll adapt behaviors, new lifestyle behaviors.
Yes, they'll be empowered to understand the truth about how the body works, how it actually works.
And that's the whole holistic wellness piece of it.
One thing I forgot to mention is that functional medicine tests, I can direct them to the right labs to, for example, order food intolerance and sensitivity tests for themselves, adrenal gland test for themselves, hormonal tests, and all these are self-ordered, so you know.
So a person coming in who does have diabetes, what would they look forward to as far as a wellness plan from you? What would be some of the things that they would need to work on?
First, we'll do a lab review, and I would want to see their inflammatory markers, so like C-reactive protein, and homocysteine, and of course the typical diabetes labs. But how far along are they? When was their diagnosis? What is their readiness for change?
So they would need to be willing to show you their medical records.
What's their readiness for change in terms of if it's a, you know, meal planning issue, do they know what types of foods cause inflammation?
Oh.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they don't, they need some education.
Okay.
Have they been compliant with their doctor's order so far? Are they on the right track with their medication if that's been prescribed? Mm-hmm. You know, I just kind of want to look at everything that's taken place to that point.
So does insurance help with some of that?
The testing it does, mm-hmm. that their doctor would order, mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay.
My services aren't covered by insurance, okay. but they can use their flexible savings account or a health savings account for my services.
Gotcha. Okay. We are going to take another break, and we'll come back, and we're going to wrap it up with Shannon Garrett.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Thank you for joining us tonight. For comments and additional information, mail us at P.O. Box 1474, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 37133-0608. See you next Sunday night.
Gresham & Associates Cardiology Group with Dr. Tina Gresham has relocated to 745 South Church Street, Suite A1. Dr. Gresham offers full cardiology services, which include echocardiograms, treadmill and nuclear stress tests, full cardiovascular evaluations, preventive cardiology, weight management counseling, and she offers preventive diagnostic cardiac rehab. She can be reached at 931-735-6300, option number 1. Dr. Gresham is accepting new patients at this time, servicing the Shelbyville, Murfreesboro, and surrounding areas.
Tonight will be mostly cloudy. We'll have scattered showers with a low near 50. As we enter Monday, we'll have a chance of rain showers, high of 53. For Monday night, clear with a low near 31. I'm WGNS meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 59.
Back with Shannon Garrett, certified holistic lifestyle wellness and nutrition coach. And right now, Shannon's going to explain to us, you wanted to share with us a document that you have.
Yes, and okay. I'll post this on my website.
Great. Tell us what your website is, too, so that they can get there.
It's shannongarrettwellness.com. Shannongarrett wellness.com.
That's easy enough. Okay.
So I'll put this on the site along with notes from tonight's show.
Okay.
And a couple other goodies. But you were asking me what all, you know, my clients get out of me. And mm-hmm. I remembered to bring this self-assessment log sheet that I have everyone do who goes mm-hmm. through my 12-week program. So when I tell clients or their doctors have told them to go gluten-free,
mm-hmm.
You know, for inflammation purposes, or they've been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, what have you, it's inevitable that they do go gluten-free, but they start reaching for every packaged meal out there that's labeled gluten-free. And first I want to say, just because a package is labeled gluten-free
mm-hmm.
does not mean it's free of gluten.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have a self-assessment tool, and it's really good for those with diabetic too, mm-hmm. diabetes also. Where they're checking their blood sugars, but it's not in the typical way they do for their diabetes. Excuse uh-huh. my voice. So for 3 days in a row, they're going to, of course, take their blood sugar when they wake up.
Mm-hmm.
They're fasting. They're going to take it 30 minutes after breakfast.
Okay.
60 minutes after breakfast, and 2 hours after. And they'll also do this for lunch and dinner.
Okay.
And they'll note what they had, their meals, you mm-hmm. know, on the log. And, you know, they can do blood pressures along with this, too.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a really cool way to look and see for yourself what mm-hmm. foods are causing inflammation in your body.
Okay.
So your blood pressure reacts and mm-hmm. your blood sugar reacts.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's good for people who don't have inflammatory diseases as well.
Exactly. So I really love it when, you know, they've cut out the sugar and they've cut out the gluten, but they're eating the gluten-free stuff and still their numbers are going up. It's because grains typically raise blood sugar too, sometimes more so than
the types of food that would be best to eat. You were saying fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables, lower on the fruit because there's so much sugar, so you don't want to have any more than 1 to 2 servings.
Really?
Yeah. So berries, you know, a quarter cup to maybe a half a cup is one serving. That's another thing. You know, a lot of education is required there because I hear a lot of folks reporting to me, I'm eating a lot of fruit, you know. Well, that's too much sugar.
Too much sugar.
Yeah.
See, I would have thought that fruit was okay, and I would have thought that, you know, any amount, not to overdo it, but any amount would be good because it's natural, but it's because of the sugar.
It's because of the sugar.
And see, I'm this sugar fanatic, and I know that I need to get off of the sugar, so I try to eat the fruit. Of course, I'm eating the sweetest fruit that I could find.
Sure. So, lean proteins, you know, organic if you can, or pasture, chicken, grass-fed beef.
Okay.
You can do pork tenderloin, and they're fine. You know, you want to do eat lean meats, you need the protein. Also healthy fats, protein nuts. And fats, yes, nuts. There can be an issue with nuts though, in that they can be ridden with mold. So you have to be careful there. It's better probably to get the nut in the shell. But healthy fats, this helps to slow the release of sugar into the bloodstream. And then vegetables, you know. There is a book I want to mention by Sally Fallon. It's called Nourishing Traditions.
Nourishing Traditions.
Yes. Inexpensive book, and it would be a great resource for anyone with inflammation, diabetes, other autoimmune issues.
Okay.
I'm also going to, on my website, if your followers want to contact me through my website, there's a contact tab. If they are interested in either my 3-day mini cleanse or my 3-day juicing, which is targeted to, you know, diabetes, autoimmune issues, as long as they give me a valid email, I'll send it to them for free.
Great.
Because it's Thanksgiving and we're all so grateful.
Right. So we have a couple minutes left. I just want to hit on the cleansing. So tell me a little bit about the cleansing and how important that is.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so why do we need to cleanse? Well, we're exposed to so many toxins every day. And I mentioned how we can reach our tipping point earlier. So it's just sort of a reset. But mainly what my cleanse is to support an autoimmune person or someone with inflammation or diabetes into learning how to eat clean foods. There's no funny stuff. There's no special powders. And there's no sitting on the commode all day and thinking you've done a cleanse. It's a supportive component to your health that, that I like to do seasonally.
Okay. Great. And I did ask you, is it expensive to start using gluten? Is, you know, to go gluten free? How expensive is that?
It is expensive if you're buying gluten free products marked gluten free, and that means you're still buying processed food. Processed food is expensive.
Okay, not, I bet a lot of people don't realize that.
It's funny how so many people will tell me, well, I've really got to get used to eating this way. And I'm like, used to eating the food that God made for us to eat, you know, instead
food
of they think the real food is the processed stuff.
And just so, because it says gluten-free.
It doesn't mean it's healthy. Yeah.
Okay. And I know that there are sections in the store for gluten-free items. So we are out of time, but I just want to thank you so much for being here and for sharing this information.
Well, thank you. I had a blast. I could, as you can tell, talk this forever.
And I know a lot of people didn't know a lot of this information, so I'm going to put it out on my Facebook page. And I thank my listening audience for being with us tonight.